This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Keystone XL pipeline is back in the news today. The project to bring Canadian crude to the United States has been on the drawing board for a full decade now, and there have been lawsuits and challenges and sit-ins. And after the Obama administration decided not to let it go forward, the Trump administration approved it after all. Now, though, there is an issue with the Trump administration's paperwork, and a federal judge has put everything on hold. Not on hold, though, for the past decade, market forces in an ever-changing global oil industry. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
The Obama administration rejected Keystone XL on environmental grounds, but the Trump administration, on its fourth day, said yes. Last night, the court ruled this administration did not give a reasoned explanation why it went the other way.
When it comes to pipeline applications, haste makes waste.
David Goldwin is an energy advisor at the Atlantic Council think tank. He worked on Keystone issues in his prior job at the State Department.
I think in the rush to get these applications permitted and to show that this administration would be different, they rushed a bit.
The ruling says the State Department has to look hard at several questions. One of them, is the pipeline still viable with oil at $60-some dollars a barrel compared to $100 a few years ago? This is a big debate. Oil sands crude is expensive to produce in Western Canada, and investment there has plummeted lately. But the firm behind Keystone XL, TransCanada, has buyers and sellers and lenders signed on. They think it'll make money, as does oil analyst Zachary Rogers at Wood Mackenzie.
If the pipeline was able to go complete green light today, that pipe would fill up almost immediately.
But there's a problem. Canadian crude sells for less than half the world price because it's sitting there without a way to get to market. At this price, lots of drillers have paused waiting for Keystone XL. To Anthony Swift at the Natural Resources Defense Council, that means if you build the pipeline, oil sands production and carbon emissions will rise.
A new analysis is going to show that this project is even more of a climate problem than we thought it was 5 years ago. And so it will be very difficult for the Trump administration to say, we're going to build it anyway.
That could be a tough case to make in court. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.